Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, Sports Briefs.
Oh, boy.
Where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, where did that rabbit come from? So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. 5 stars, Nicolicious. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Is India a liberal democracy? We're looking at a state that is right now or about to become the most populous republic on the face of the earth. Democracy and liberal democracy are ambitions for most of the planet. But for India, it's a fact, or is it? These are the questions that I take from a new column by Sadanan Dume of the American Enterprise Institute. He writes for the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal his column on East is East. And these questions come up because at the end of the year, there are a number of organizations who rate countries about their democracy, about their freedom, about their press freedom, about their transition. Some of these are frozen in time. In other words, last year you had a good success. Next year you're going to have a good failure. But it's what you are right now that is rated. However, Sadanan, I read through these ratings, and Prime Minister Modi, who's very powerful and very popular, and the BJP, same for it, are struggling to impress people from the outside about how they conduct their business. Now, your column is very fair-minded. Some of it's deserved and some of it's not. But I want to go back to that primary question you ask in your column. Is India a liberal democracy? Does India think it is? And does its neighborhood think it is? Good evening to you.
A very good evening, John. John, before I answer your question, I just want to point out that every time one of these rankings comes out, people in India go nuts. Because what they say is that, look, we have, every time Indians vote in a general election, it's the largest election in human history. More than 600 million Indians voted in the last election in 2019, which you and I discussed. And then they turn around and they look at these democracy rankings, and India is doing really badly. So my column was an attempt to explain to people why this happens. Now, to answer your question, constitutionally, India is a liberal democracy that respects freedom of speech, that respects freedom of assembly, freedom of religion, freedom of association, and other civil rights. In reality, India is less and less a liberal democracy because a lot of the institutions that were set up to guarantee individual rights are quite weak in India. And that is why India's ranking on these democracy indices has been falling quite dramatically over the last 8 years.
Individual rights. Now, I think that there's the clue here. You quote Fukuyama, a very famous scholar. To quote the scholar, the rights that are celebrated in liberal democracies are positing rights in individuals rather than groups. The premise of universal human equality, the value of free speech and scientific rationalism as methods of apprehending truth. I don't know India to travel to it, but I've read about it for all my life because of its origins in the 19th and 18th century, coming out of the Raj period, very romantic. I would say that India satisfies these remarks by Mr. Fukuyama. Who says otherwise?
Well, I'm not sure if any society fully satisfies it, because I think many of us, you know, we exist as individuals, but we also exist as members of groups. I think the U.S. is a really good example of a country that genuinely is a liberal democracy down to its roots. We don't just judge people and say that, well, you know, that you have to, all Italian Americans have to be together, or all German Americans have to be together, and so on. I think in India, some of these loyalties are older, particularly religious loyalties. And so you have a kind of schism between the Hindu majority and the Muslim minority, for example, that really does deeply influence the politics. I think that culturally, the idea of the individual is something that comes much more naturally to people in the West. And I think that many countries, and I don't want to single out India, I think India does quite well compared to many other post-colonial societies. But many of these countries in Asia, in the Middle East, you know, their ideas of identity remain more enmeshed in the idea of belonging to a particular group, whether it's a religion, whether it's a caste, whether it's a linguistic group.
India, compared to what? That would be the immediate question I would ask. Its neighborhood, it's in a rough neighborhood. And we've talked about this for years, Sadanan. So who benefits from these poor ratings? Who is grinning? Who makes money on this? Because it seems very strange, given the tempest in the Indo-Pacific, that you would suddenly demote India as something to celebrate.
Well, I mean, that's a fair point, John. I mean, if you compare India to the rest of its neighborhood, right? I mean, I would, you know, you look at Pakistan, you look at Bangladesh, both of which were carved out of the same British India. These are not exactly thriving democracies, and I think India looks far superior to them. So I think that that's a fair point, that if you compare India to most of its neighbors, in fact, it looks good. Some of these rankings, for example, have Nepal ahead of India. I find that kind of ridiculous myself, because Nepal was an absolute monarchy as recently as 2006. India has had universal franchise since 1950. Flawed democracy, but it's still a democracy. Power changes hands and so on. Now, I don't think that there's anything conspiratorial about it. I don't think that people are deliberately trying to drag India down because they wish India ill. If anything, I think the West wishes India well, because we want India to be, to be this shining example and a bulwark against China. I think the problem is that the BJP, which is a Hindu nationalist party, is very deeply rooted in this idea of Hindu primacy. And again, it's not unique, right? There are parties like this all over Asia. UMNO in Malaysia is quite similar. But when you're rooted in the idea of a group identity, you tend to struggle with protecting individual rights. And that's what's happening in India. And that's why the ratings are falling.
India has governance challenges. It's also a land that is welcoming or tolerant or just simply accepting of migration. That is not true in Europe, Sadanan. We know this. There are difficulties all the time in European cultures, the civilized liberal democracies, with accepting people from other parts of the world. I'm pretty certain that what we have in India today is the United Nations of Eurasia for the last several thousand years. Isn't that true? Isn't everybody there?
Absolutely, John. If you take the long view, India has welcomed people of different races and different religions over the centuries, and people have just blended in and become part of India. That is certainly what India has been like historically. And you're absolutely right that Europe has struggled with this more. But I don't think these rankings are designed to take this kind of long view of history that you take, right? They're kind of looking more at, well, in 2022, did you go and send a tax inspector to go after a journalist you don't like? And if you did that, well, that's not so good, and your rating is going to go down. So they're not sort of, you know, they're not looking at the grand sweep of history and saying that, well, you know, over the last 1,000 years, India has accepted people from all over the world. They're looking at much more specific, much more local, and much more limited factors.
India is about to become the most populous state on earth, and it's certainly the youngest most populous state on earth. So being number one has its advantages and disadvantages. This might be one of them. You get attention if you shoot at India. Is that a fair judgment of these ratings?
For sure. I mean, I think that there is you do get attention. It has a lot of people. And I think the other thing is that, you know, a lot of Indians genuinely don't view this the way the ratings agencies do. I mean, they're not, the way they look at it is that, what is a democracy? And if you ask an average Indian on the street, they'll say a democracy is, I get the right to elect my mayor or my chief minister, which is the equivalent of a governor, or my prime minister, And if I don't like them, I get to kick them out after 5 years. And that is frankly what most people think of as democracy in India. And when you explain to them, well, but democracy must also include that your Muslim neighbor should get the same rights as you, or should be protected from harassment by the police, or should be allowed to protest laws that they don't like. That stuff, I think people understand theoretically, but I don't think that they look at that freedom of the press, freedom of conscience, freedom of association as the core of democracy. If you talk to an Indian, I think what most of them would say is the core of democracy is simply the right to elect your ruler. And that's where the West and Indian, they just view the word differently. So every time there's a rating, Indians are outraged, and the ratings agencies don't care because I guess there's more attention and more clicks or whatever.
Sadanan Dume of the American Enterprise Institute, writing for the Wall Street Journal editorial page on the ratings game at the end of the year in India. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.